a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this series on the topic of a new creation, themed on 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. And this is part 3 of this new series. It's also Quiet Time Coaching episode 511. And I wanted to build a little bit on what we talked about last week, which was my plug, my shameless plug, for the AIM UK and Ireland Spiritual Life module, which comes up as of the time of recording, in 2 days' time, Saturday the 23rd of March, and you're welcome to join us. I think if you're interested in this kind of material, you would absolutely love it, as we talk about what it means to live a spiritual life. I'll put the link in the show notes, but if you look up AIM UK and Ireland, all one word, online, you'll find the information. And you can always send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, if you want more information. You can attend on the day online or in person, or you can catch up with it later for what I think is quite a reasonable fee. But let's talk about the spiritual life for a minute. Let me give you a little bit from the introduction to my class that I'm teaching, which is all about, well, what is a spiritual life? I would suggest it's this. Let me give you my brief definition and let me know what you think. A spiritual life, what is it? I'd say it's a with God life, a life lived consciously with God, a with God life that effects an ongoing transformation towards Christ-likeness through the power of the Spirit. A with-God life that affects an ongoing transformation towards Christ-likeness through the power of the Spirit. This fits with 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. All of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. How do we live this? Isn't this the question? That's what I'm hoping we can answer on Saturday, if not fully, at least in part, and enough to help us, to strengthen us and direct us in this kind of a way. How do we live this ongoing transformation life? And I would suggest it's through three main things that we will explore more on Saturday. The first is understanding God's vision. The second is allowing Jesus to be our example and inspiration. And thirdly, to depend upon the Spirit's strength. God's vision, Jesus's example and inspiration, the Spirit's strength. God's vision is to be with us, isn't it? To be close to us, for us to enjoy his presence. We see this in Genesis 3, when God is walking in the garden, he's looking for his people. He wants to be with them. In Revelation 21, God's dwelling is with people. That's the vision there. And with Jesus, of course, he came to be with us. I mean, that's kind of the point. He showed us how to live, and he's our inspiration. And we need the Spirit's strength, because without that, we don't have a hope trying to live this kind of life in our own effort. So God's vision, the example and inspiration of Jesus and what he offers, the easy-fitting yoke, the life that's to the full, a life of friendship with him, modeling his relationship with his Father, the Abba Father, one that he knew well and led us to know well, that we also, by the Spirit, can cry, Abba, Father, Galatians 4 and verse 6. And thereby we are blessed, Matthew 5. We are the blessed. Is that your experience of the Christian life? Is that what you have a vision for? This is the good life, the only good life. On Saturday, we'll explore more about how to live into that good life. If you'd like to come and join us, please do. Physically, we'll be in Watford, 9:30 start, finish at 2:45 in the afternoon. A light lunch will be provided, or you can join us online. The link to all of the information is in the show notes. I do hope you can join us as we explore what it means to truly live a spiritual life. Till the next time, take care, and God bless.